The next patient is Cynthia Dumer. The first name, Cynthia. Last name, Delta Uniform Mike Eco Roger Dumer, D-U-M-E-R. This is a clinical case of a 77-year-old white female, the patient of Mr. Dominguez, D-O-M-I-N-G-U-E-Z. ARMP, who referred the patient for evaluation of the kidney, of the kidney function. This patient has evidence of a serum creatinine that is 1.3, and the estimated EFR is 40 mL per minute, that is consistent with CKD stage 3B. And there is a albumin creatinine ratio of 332. But the most important problem is the one that the patient has acute urinary retention that could be related to a neurogenic bladder. The patient has has been treated with the implantation of InterStim, InterStim, and is functioning, but he is extremely concerned about the possibility of going into dialysis. The patient has obstructive nephropathy. The way to treat it has been adequate, because if the device is sensing properly, she is able to empty the urinary bladder. She has been catheterizing herself several times during the day, and she doesn't obtain more than 2 ounces at a time. So my recommendation is to space out the self-catheterization in order to avoid first trauma and second frequent infections. If the amount obtained is less than 100 cc's, the patient could space out the catheterizations in order to avoid urinary retention and infection. That was clearly explained to the patient. Period. The proteinuria that is in the form of microalbuminuria could be related to the obstructive nephropathy and infection. For the time being, my recommendation is continue the observation of the kidney function and the proteinuria. If there is a increase in the amount of protein, we have to consider a different approach. Period. The patient is moving to Minnesota. She is going to let me know whether or not she develops problems before she moved. Following number, hematuria related to the above. Following number, the patient has atherosclerotic heart disease, status post-PCI, very stable condition, followed by the cardiologist. Following number, anemia that is most likely associated to infection and to the obstructive problem rather than the CKD by itself. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, hyperlipidemia on replacement, on treated with the administration of statins. Following number, the patient has a left kidney stone that is non-obstructive. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease that is asymptomatic. Period, I'm not going to give a follow-up appointment because the patient is moving out of the area. Thanks a lot for the referral.